Bibles with me this morning to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. You know, in chapter 11, we recognize chapter 11 of Hebrews as the faith chapter. It begins with 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For they that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. Then it goes on and shows all the patriarchs of faith, how they stood the test and how they passed. It isn't how they began, it was how they finished. And then we're going to lead into Hebrews chapter 12, and the word of God says, wherefore seeing that we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. The title of this morning's message is Righteous Reality. Righteous reality. And we're going to look at his rejoicing, his redemption, and his realm. Okay? So can we just lift our word together and make a declaration here today? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can be everything God says I can be. I can do everything God says I can do. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, for I am listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, that you are the author and finisher of my faith. In Jesus' name. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in our midst today. Father, your word declares when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them. Father, your word declares that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And Father, we need faith to increase in the house today. We need to take some dominion and authority over some things, but we've got to come into unity. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. So, Father, we say, have your way in this atmosphere. Have your way in every heart and life of every last one that's gathered here today. And, Lord, I pray that you leave no one out. That you accomplish everything that you sent your word to do today in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. He says, wherefore we're compassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses. Now, these witnesses are at home, and they're at the finish line. Even though we have witnesses in the earth, but these witnesses are in the finish line, that Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen? So we've got a great cloud of witnesses, so we're going to run the race that's set before us with patience. Amen? Amen. In other words, God will do everything he said he would do. How many know we can't make him speed him up and we won't slow him down? Amen. Are you with me today? Are you with me today? Is anybody awake here today? Amen. God's got something he wants to say to us, and we've got to have our hearts and our minds open to receive so that we can allow it minister to our hearts. So after it ministers to our hearts, we can minister to others. Amen. So first off, he says, for the joy that was set before him. He says, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him. Amen. I want to talk to you about his rejoicing for a moment. Amen. So turn with me to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. In In Luke chapter 10, we find in verse 17 that Jesus had sent 70 out, two by two, 35 teams of two. And in verse 17, it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. But verse 21 says, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. You know, what Jesus was rejoicing in the Spirit was about, he was rejoicing because the Joe and the plain Joe and the plain Jane understood and got revelation of God's word. In other words, not only did they hear what Jesus had to say, but they went out and they walked in power and authority that Jesus had afforded to them. Amen. In other words, he says, hey, it wasn't just about the wise and the prudent. It's about the ordinary Joe, the ordinary Jane, us workers, us people, us that are gathered here today. God wants to give you and I revelation and understanding. That's what brings him joy. When he was on the cross, before he's going to the cross, you and I was on his mind. He knew you would be here today. And he doesn't only want to see you here, he wants to see you there. Because he's the author and finisher. He says in Luke chapter 15, Luke chapter 15, verse number 4, he says, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth he not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and his neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. He said, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Amen. And that's what brings the Father joy. I can see all the patriarchs where that cloud of witnesses, that cloud of witnesses, and our relatives and people that went before us to the kingdom of God. And all of a sudden, they see us coming in. And there's a celebration that we not only began the race, but we finished the race. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Therefore, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Amen. In other words, what God's saying, hey, we're in a race. We're not in a race with each other. We're in a race against the adversary. Yet that we're in a contest. We're in a battle against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness. Amen. And Jesus says, Jesus is rejoicing over you and I. Every time we follow through, every time we don't give in to temptation, every time we listen to his voice, there's rejoicing in heaven. He said, Daddy, didn't I tell you? That's my son. That's my daughter. Amen. And that's the way he's looking at you and I. Matter of fact, in John chapter 15, the word of God says in verse 11, Jesus said, these things have I spoken to you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Amen. The joy of the Lord. The joy of our Lord. The Lord is our strength. So many times we're looking for things to make us happy. Hello? Things, if they don't happen a certain way or it doesn't seem to go like we thought, we let it steal our joy. Those things wasn't about our joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. We're full with joy. If you're full of Jesus and you're full of the Spirit of God, you're full of joy. Amen? Amen? And you know, he says to us, and the writer of Philippians says, see, his rejoicing becomes our rejoicing. His rejoicing. His rejoicing becomes our rejoicing. You know, in Philippians 4:4, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Can somebody rejoice in Jesus today? Can somebody rejoice in Jesus today? Can somebody rejoice even though they haven't seen their answer yet? Can you go ahead and give them rejoicing and give them praise and give them glory? Faith being the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's that begun a good work is faithful to see it through. Amen. Amen. In other words, don't let these things of the world hold you down. We're a new creation. Hey, we can't be moved by what our eyes say. I have to be moved by what he says. Amen. Because the devil will tell me all kinds of lies, and what do I start doing? I'll start feeding the lie instead of feeding the answer. Amen. And life, let me say you, I'm telling you something. In life, whatever we exalt will win the battle. If we exalt the problem will overcome us. But if we exalt the answer will come. Amen. And Jesus, he didn't want to go to the cross. Come on. He was God, but he was man. But he said, for the joy that was set before him, the joy that you're here today, because if it wasn't for the cross, none of us would be here today. None of us would be here today. None of our family members that had gone on before us would be up in heaven. Amen. We would be terminally lost. Amen. He said, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. And that speaks of his redemption. So look at me in John 10. It's a familiar scripture. John 10, verse number 10. He says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. And I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Amen. Wherefore, we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, speaks of his redemption. So look with me in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith unto this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commended for introduced his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Apostle Paul would say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. He says, hey, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, his rejoicing, endured the cross, despising the shame, his redemption, and is now set down on the right hand of the throne of God, speaks of his realm. Look with me in Mark chapter 16. It's a familiar text. We look at it as one of the Great Commission. In Mark 16, 15, Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Verse 19 says, "So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." Amen. Signs and wonders will follow them that believe, on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven's on earth now. You and I are children of God. He is exalted to the right hand of the Father, ever making intercession for you and I. And he's given us the helper, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, so that we can walk in his power and his authority. Look at Philippians chapter 2. Verse number 8 says, "Being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of the things in heaven and the things in earth and the things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Amen. And look with me in Ephesians 1, verse number 19. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God has a plan. It may seem like it's a speedy plan today, but it's a plan. Amen? He always has purpose. In Ephesians 1:19, it says, "What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but in that which is also to come, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." Again, what is he saying to you and I today? He's saying this to you and I: "Wherefore, seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of God." So in closing today, what is God saying to you is simply this: he is the author of our faith. He who's begun, it's in the beginning. And today, if you're here and you haven't asked Jesus to come into your heart and your life as your Lord and Savior, he is the author. That's when you start writing the book. He's going to write the book of your life, but it starts by allowing him to be the author, the beginning of your new creation. He is the finisher. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Secondly, if you're here today and maybe you haven't been running the race, maybe you've dropped the baton, God wants you to understand, just because you dropped the baton, you're not disqualified and out of the race. God says to you today, pick the baton back up. Pick the baton back up. It doesn't matter if you cross first, second, third, fourth, fifth, 100th. It doesn't matter how you cross the line. The important thing is that you cross the line, that you finish the race that is set before you. God has not disqualified you. God has not disqualified you. You're in this race, and we're in it together. You know, it's a relay race. God's called us to be a help to one another, to be a blessing to one another, to be an encouragement to one another. Amen. When I look at that scripture that says he is the author and finisher, that means that I haven't seen some things that are complete yet, but God never quits until he gets the job done. Amen. Are you with me here today? God wants you to know, man, hey, he hadn't changed his mind concerning you. He just says, would you change your mind concerning me? Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. Father, I pray, Father God, in the closing moments of this service, and maybe you're here today and you haven't started that race. Would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Say, hey, that's me, Pastor. I'm going to raise your hand and say, that's me. I need Jesus. Is there anybody at all? Pastor, I dropped the baton and I want to pick the baton back up. Is that you? You slip your hand and say, that's me, Pastor. I want to pick that baton up. Father, I thank you, Father God. I thank you that you're the search of all hearts and all lives. But Lord, you said that you're seated on the right hand of the throne of God. And your word says in Revelation chapter 5, verse 11, that you want us to have a little heaven on earth. On earth as it is in heaven. And in this picture of heaven, in Revelation 5:11, it says, and I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands and thousands. And they were saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, and riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such that are in as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard them saying, blessing, honor, glory, power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Hallelujah. Jesus said this. He said, I am the author and finisher of your faith. He said, hey, that you already said that he authored you. You already said that you haven't dropped the baton. So can we all just stand here? Can we stand here now? Because God isn't done yet. Amen. He said, hey, I saw this on the back of a pickup truck. I saw it on Facebook. It says, if you don't want to go to church, why would you want to go to heaven? Hello? If you don't want to go to church, why would you want to go to heaven? Because you're going to be in church for eternity. Amen? And what he was saying, what's happening in heaven? Blessing, honor, power, and praises. Blessing, honor, PowerPoint, the song. Hallelujah. Blessing and honor. Did you get it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just wait a minute. Hallelujah. To him that sits on the throne. To him that sits on the throne. That's not empty on the throne. That's heavy. Okay, here we go. Can we lift our hands and worship him? Hey, God needs to do some things. We got some people that